Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. America runs rampage, and the rulers are submissive to its colonial projects. Translated. The successive authorities over our country did not refrain from submission to American pressures by accepting to engage in strengthening its colonial strategy in domination over the world, including our Arab region and our African domain. This is such the signing of the Sisi administration on the decision of Barack Obama to grant Tunisia the status of major non-NATO ally, or opening our country for its plan in Africa by hosting for the 8th year in a row the military exercise African Lion 2025, where General Dagmann Anderson, commander of the United States Africa Command AFRICOM, stated in a hearing before the Armed Services Committee in the American Congress that Morocco and Tunisia are among the partners most capable of exporting security in the continent. And as an extension of this American penetration, it came in the site Tunisian Telegraph that next week in Tunisia will be launched advanced training specialized in dealing with chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear risks, CBRN, under the supervision of a specialized team from the American Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, where the 61st Engineering Battalion of the Tunisian Armed Forces will participate within bilateral cooperation. And in what is in the news announced by the NATO Naval Command about the arrival of ships belonging to the maritime operation, quote-unquote, Sea Guardian, to Tunisia and the participation of the Tunisian Navy in a specialized training course organized by the NATO Maritime Interdiction Operations Training Center in Greece during the period of the 2nd to the 12th of September. It is nothing but a blatant proof of the extent of the overwhelming danger that the successive politicians over our ruling dragged upon us and upon the country, and the dependency that they shackled us with while they boast about sovereignty and preserving it. And in front of the misleading operation, where the activity was placed under the name of quote-unquote military and security cooperation between Tunisia and America, and in the face of this news, then we in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Tunisia remind our people in the land of the olive tree with the following truths. America, which claims that it works on building trust with us and enhancing our operational readiness, is one that betrayed Qatar by allowing the Jewish entity to strike Doha, and the betrayal of the Hamas negotiating delegation. And the American veto is the one that stopped on Thursday, the 18th of September 2025, for the sixth time, the decision of the Security Council calling for an immediate, permanent, and unconditional ceasefire of the war on Gaza, in addition to lifting the restriction on the arrival of humanitarian aid to our afflicted people in Gaza by the killing machine of the Zionists and by the disgraceful stances of the rulers of the Muslims. The United States, especially after the 7th of October 2023, exposed its enmity and its cheapness of the blood of the Muslims in Gaza and the West Bank and in Lebanon and Iran and Yemen and Syria and recently its quote-unquote ally, Qatar, and declared openly its support for the Jewish entity in every place of the lands of the Muslims that its treacherous hand reaches. And it also supported this criminal entity with money and weapons and equipment, and supported its crimes with the official political discourse and the legal cover, and prevented all the decisions of condemnation against it. Rather, it practiced pressures on its European allies and its Arab followers against every attempt to break isolation from our people in Gaza and to take independent positions against the Jewish entity and the war criminals of its leaders. It did not leave an occasion except that it supported in it its crimes and confirmed its complete partnership with it in the war of extermination that it commits against our people in Palestine. 2 weeks ago, not far from us in the Libyan neighbor, the United States revealed in the Rome secret summit its complete control in the Libyan scene by consolidating the division and disrupting the roles and spoils on the allies abroad and the new leaderships inside, with the complete absence of the Tunisian, Algerian, and Egyptian neighbors from the political and security process, that they are the ones concerned in it in the first place. Tunisia was not excluded from the threat and waiving the economic and political sanctions, while its political leaderships are still engaged and participating in most of the maneuvers and trainings that America carries out in the region, which its colonial purposes became exposed, and they are the control of the southern shore of the Mediterranean and the protection of the West Bank of Palestine to continue the settlement project and to prevent any possibility of the forces of the Ummah joining together to support our people in Gaza and stopping the killing machine that the Jews practice with an American green light. O men of Tunisia, the descendants of the Mujahideen, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Tunisia confirm on every occasion in which our armed forces participate with the American forces that cooperation with this enemy who declares openly its enmity against us and laying in wait for our people and coveting our land is not hoped from it any good, and that its participation in the time of war is a crime that the years and ages will not erase, and that employing our armies for serving its agenda is indeed an abasement to our officers and our soldiers who long, like the rest of the Muslims, to support their deen and defend their ummah and their land and their sanctities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ.
And do not incline toward those who do wrong, lest you be touched by the fire, and you would not have other than Allah any protectors, then you would not be helped. Surah Hud, Ayah 113. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Tunisia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.